arm of an hand and took me by a lock of mine head. You'd be glad that God doesn't move you like this. This is in the visions that Ezekiel had. He put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, where he took him to. It's the door of the gate that looketh toward the north, which was where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And let's read on just a little bit further. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. In other words, Ezekiel had already seen the glory of God, and he saw it here as well. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the south, or toward the north rather. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north. And behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. Let me stop right there just for a moment. There at the very gate of the temple, there at the very gate of the temple of God, the temple of the God that had redeemed Israel, brought them out of Egypt, purchased them, the death of the firstborn in Egypt, and not a one of them was harmed because of the blood of the lamb that was put over the doorpost. These very people now, these people that God had given commandments, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Now, at the gate going into the temple, they've got an image right there. It's pretty dirty, isn't it? Pretty low down. He said a great abomination. See, in the first part of verse 6, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go off far from my sanctuary. So there, God's people, His chosen people, His redeemed people, His blessed people doing this right at the gate of the temple with an image there, worshiping the image at right outside the temple of God. That's pretty bad. But notice in the last part of verse 6, He said, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. It's going to get worse, he says. I'm fixing to show you. He said, you think this is bad, Ezekiel? I'm going to show you something worse. I'm preaching to you about the depths of Satan, and I'm going somewhere with this, so you just stick with me for a minute. The depths of Satan. Now, this is bad. This is bad that the children of Israel there at the gate of the temple would be having an image, and they'd be worshiping that image right at the very gate of the house of God. But the abominations get greater. The devil brings them down lower. Look in verse number 9. We'll skip part of this. Verse number 9, and he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Now he says, go in. Go in. So I went in, verse 10, and saw and behold every form of creeping things and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. He goes inside and finds even more idol worship inside the house of God. In God's house. In fact, we read in verse 11, even the old men, there stood before him 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man with a censer in his hand. He said in verse 12, unto Ezekiel, son of man, seest thou what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. Well, that's bad, isn't it? That's bad. That's bad. They're inside the temple. They're inside the temple. There's even the old men inside God's house worshiping idols. I just can't help but mention while I'm here, I wonder how the Lord feels about churches that put up the big screen and watch the Super Bowl on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
And what does the Lord think about you playing with your cell phone during church too?
Yeah.
But then he said there in verse number 13, he said, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than they do. He takes Ezekiel outside the temple. They're idol worshiping outside the temple. And he can't believe this is happening. He takes him inside the temple. And he can't believe it's happening right inside the temple. But now he says, you're going to see something worse than this. I'm talking about the depths of Satan this morning. We find down in verse number 13. Verse 13, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Now it's not only the men, but the women are weeping for a false idol. Look at verse 15 now. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. The deepest, the depths of Satan. And we read about that in verse 16. He brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. You know what the inner court of the Lord's house is? That's the Holy of Holies. That's where only the high priest could only go there once a year. Because that's where God was at. That's where the Ark of the Covenant was at. It was overlaid with gold. Inside the Ark of the Covenant was a golden pot full of manna that had been saved from when the children of Israel were in the wilderness. Inside that Ark of the Covenant was the Ten Commandments that God had taken His finger and wrote the Ten Commandments with His very finger on the stone. Inside of that was Aaron's rod that budded. There was the Ark of the Covenant. There over it was the mercy seat. That was where God's presence was at. And now, in the inner court, it's bad enough they're doing it outside. It's bad enough they're doing it in the temple, but now in the place that's God's place. Now in the place that where the Holy of Holies is at, where God, and it represents the Holy of Holies in heaven, and there is the place that represents the very presence of God. They've got idols in there worshiping the idols right there. I'm preaching to you about the depths of Satan. The depths of Satan. Now he didn't say after he showed them that, I'm going to show you a greater abomination, because that's about as low as they could get. That's about as low as they could get. There, not only in the temple, but in the very place where God supposedly dwelled and spoke to His people, there they are, worshiping idols. The depths of Satan. That's the Old Testament. Let me read to you from the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Young people, are you listening? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So now, young people, you're the temple. You're the temple. I'm in the Bible. This is plain Bible. This is easy Bible right here. We got into some deep stuff in Sunday school. This is easy Bible right here. You young people, realize this. You are the temple of God. You are bought with a price. The truth is, even if you're lost this morning, God bought and paid for you. You may not be redeemed yet. You may not have accepted His purchase. He's already paid the price for you. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? You're not your own. This is serious business. Now it is in you that His glory is revealed, young person. And adults. We are the temple of God. Now, as we read about in Ezekiel, we may read more shortly, that the glory of God was there. We read that because it was the temple. It was God. Now God wants to reveal His glory in your body. Now the glory of God rests upon you as the temple of God. This is serious business I'm preaching to you about this morning. In fact, it's so serious, in the same book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 16, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. This is serious business, young people. This is really serious. When God says to you that your body is a temple of God, and if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are, it's serious business. And what's done to the outside is bad. There's never been a day where young people were mutilating their bodies like they are today. I could talk about the piercings. I could talk about the tattoos. I could talk about the drug abuse and the drug use and the getting high and the alcohol. That's the depths of Satan. That's the depths of Satan. What you do to your body, young person, that's the depths of Satan. That's where the devil wants to get you to. The depths of Satan. He wants to bring you down. He doesn't want you just lying to your mom and dad and sneaking out of the house. He wants you to defile the temple of God. It is the depths of Satan.
Amen.
I'm going to preach to you about that this morning. Bad enough what they're doing to the outside, much less what they're doing to the inside.
Right.
Even at very young ages, defiling the temple of God. I marked this in Sunday school. I'll read to you the fourth verse. I hope you've been paying attention when we sing these Christmas carols. It's the first Noel, verse number 4. Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with His blood mankind hath bought.
All right. Here, praise the Lord.
You're bought. You're purchased. Even lost, He bought you. He paid for you. He has paid the price to redeem man. And yet, we see so many young people doing so many things to their bodies. It's the depths of Satan. It's the depths of Satan. Now, back in Ezekiel chapter 8, and I want to go back and forth for a little bit. If you'll stick with me, I want to go back to Ezekiel chapter 8. Young people, stick with me. I've got some things you need to hear this morning. In Ezekiel chapter 8, remember how we read there, God showed Ezekiel an abomination and then say, I'm going to show you a greater abomination than this, and then a greater abomination than this. Then He got inside the Holy of Holies, which is your body here in the New Testament.
Right.
He got inside the Holy of Holies. He said, then there was no worse abomination that He could show Him.
Right.
But each time the abomination got worse, the glory of God went a little further from the temple of God. If you'll notice in Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 4, look at these verses with me. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse number 4, it says, Behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there. Talking about it at the outside the temple where he first started reading at. Then we read down in chapter 9 in verse number 3, it says, And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub. Now, we see the glory of God departing from the temple, gone up from the cherub. We see that in chapter 10 in verse 4. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. In chapter 10 in verse 18, it says that the glory of God departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims. It just keeps going higher and further from the temple. And then we read down in chapter 11 in verse 22, in verse 23 rather, And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. Young people, if you want the glory of God on your life and the blessings of God and the power of God, you better keep the temple pure. Okay? If you want to keep the glory of God and the blessings of God and the power of God on your life, on your marriage, on your job, on the things you do, then you need to learn at a young age to keep the temple pure. Now go to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. I think I'm through for the meanwhile in Ezekiel. And I hope you young people are turning. I'm going to prove to you that the depths of Satan is what you do to your body and with your body. Revelation chapter 2, verse number... we'll start in verse 18. Read this whole letter that the Lord Jesus Christ sent through the Apostle John to Thyatira. Revelation 2:18, And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And it gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you, now listen to verse 24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not known or have not this doctrine. What doctrine? What he's just been telling us about. The fornication. As many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan. As they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Let me take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 now. I read a couple of verses there. You young people, take your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Go back to 1 Corinthians 6 if you were ever there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And this time, instead of starting in verse 19, where he says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, we're going to start back in verse number 9. We're not going to read it all, but I want you to see something here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Look down in verse number 13 now. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body, what's the body? It's the temple. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Can you not see how plain it is that when, in particular, and I'm preaching to young people this morning, and of course fornication encompasses a lot of sins, adultery, we read about that woman named Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2, she's committing fornication, her particular brand of fornication is adultery. Sodomy is fornication. Incest is fornication. Pornography is fornication. It's anything outside the husband and the wife.
Amen.
It's all fornication. And it is a sin against your body, and if it's a sin against your body, it's a sin against God, because your body is His temple.
Amen.
It's the depths of Satan. It is the depths of Satan. In fact, we could read that verse again now in verse 19, 1 Corinthians 6. What know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? You see, the context is all about fornication. The whole chapter is about fornication. And if you'll notice in verse number 9 of 1 Corinthians 6, that when he starts giving a list of sins, the first thing on the list is fornication. In Galatians 5 and verse 19, when he talks about the works of the flesh, the first thing on the list is adultery, and the next thing he says is fornication. In fact, every time there's a list of wicked traits in men, usually fornication is going to be right at the top. It's the depths of Satan, young people. And so what I want to do this morning, and I'll be through in a little bit, I want to talk to the girls, and then I want to talk to the boys. Girls, Jesus Christ paid a great price for your body. He didn't just die. Now, listen, I am trying to tell you something that is very important. We're talking about the depths of Satan. We're talking about the lowest place the devil can take you is when you defile the temple of God, which is your body.
Right.
So, brother, have you preached on this before? Well, I ain't never preached it like this, so you just pay attention.
Amen.
Jesus, girls, paid a great price for your body. It's His. It's His. And when you accepted Him, if you're saved, when you accepted Him as your Savior, you affirmed it. You acknowledged it. You accepted it. It's His temple. It's His temple. Your body is His temple. Everybody okay with that? Now, Sister Susan gave a great analogy. If you... it might have been last year at our youth meeting when I had her to give a testimony about her tattoo regrets. And she gave the illustration of, imagine going to your church tomorrow. That was on a Saturday when she gave that testimony. She said, imagine going to your church tomorrow, and when you get to church, you see that all over the outside of your church, some graffiti artist has come and he's messed up what God had given you, the house of God. Well, I hope I don't offend anybody. It's what the young people need to hear. It's what the young ladies need to hear. Young ladies, Jesus Christ died for you, for your body. It's His temple. The lowest, the depths of Satan is when you defile that temple. What would it be like if we came in to the inside of the Lord's house, where we're at right now. Imagine we come in here and we see women's undergarments scattered around all over the place in conspicuous places. In the songbook holders, the songbooks have been taken out and instead are dirty magazines. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
No.
Let me tell you girls something. That's what you do when you take His temple and you seek attention for yourself with the vehicle of lust. And remove the glory of God and the worship of Him and replace it with your glory and worship of you.
Come out. That's good.
That's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Your body is the temple of God. It would be no different when you wear tight or revealing clothes. It is no different than doing the same thing in this literal church building.
Right.
And it removes the glory of God and the worship of God and makes it about you. And about how good looking you are. And about how attractive you are. And about how many people can look at you and admire you and admire your beauty. Over in Ezekiel, you don't have to turn there, but in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse number 6, God told Ezekiel, say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, and that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even in my house when ye offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And listen to verse 8. He's telling about all the things they've done to defile His temple. And in verse 8 he says, and ye have not kept the charge of mine holy things, but ye have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. In other words, what God is telling, listen, you quit doing all this for me and you started doing it for yourself. You quit worshiping me the way I wanted you to worship and you started doing it the way you wanted it done. That's fashion. I want you young people, you young ladies especially, to understand this. You can be beautiful and still bring glory to God.
Amen.
You can be beautiful and still bring glory to God.
Yes.
In fact, you are most beautiful when His glory is on you and not yours.
Amen.
You are most beautiful when it's His glory on you and not your glory. We know about the story of Esther. Let me read you young ladies just a little bit from Esther. Esther chapter number 2. Esther was a wonderful young lady. Esther 2 verse number 15 says, and you know the story, how that these young girls are being brought in before the king. And if you've read Esther, and most of you have, each young lady, they're in a house. And I tell you, they get to choose what they're going to wear. And there's no telling, closets full of extravagant gowns and jewelry and all those things. Listen to what the Bible says of Esther. Then with the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. In other words, she didn't say, I want that one. She said, whatever you think. Whatever you think. Now listen. And we read of Esther in verse number 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. What was it was so special about Esther? Did she, was it her high slit in her skirt? Was it the tight clothes? It was the glory of God.
Amen.
It was the glory of God. And everybody, including the king, that saw the glory of God upon her said, she is the most beautiful woman in the kingdom.
Right.
And God was getting the glory.
Yes.
And Esther was beautiful.
Right.
So what I'm trying to tell you young ladies is this, and we have a wonderful group of young ladies, and I'm not trying to beat you up or put you down. But we have, listen, this is not what you're going to hear in the world, so you need to hear it somewhere.
Amen.
The world's not going to tell you this. Hollywood's not going to tell you this. You're not going to get this on the television, the internet. The popular crowd's not going to tell you. You need to hear it somewhere.
Right.
When you dress in a way that causes somebody to lust after you, you are defiling the temple of the Almighty God that bought you and paid for you with His blood. And you're bringing attention to you instead of attention to Him. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else to church. You're not going to hear it anywhere else much. Or get you another pastor. It's up to you. All right. You guys ready? All right, girls, you're off the hook for a few minutes. Okay, guys. Pornography is the depths of Satan. Pornography is it's the lowest place the devil can get you. You're defiling the temple of God. Pornography is the depths of Satan. Look at what it is doing to our Congress. Brother Scotty did an outstanding job back the first part of this year teaching our marriage class on technology, and he spent some time talking about pornography. These are his facts, so if they're wrong, blame Brother Scotty for it. I took notes. The sex industry is the largest and most profitable in the world. The annual profit of pornography, or the sex industry, if you will, is greater than the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, and I think that's combined. $13 billion with a B. $13 billion a year profit. That's profit. Every second, 30 million people are viewing pornography. Most of them men. In fact, the average age that boys view pornography in the United States is 10 years old. It's the depths of Satan. It's the depths of Satan. It's the depth, and we wonder why marriages don't last. Praise the Lord for 29 wonderful years, Lindell and Sonia.
Amen.
And I know it's not, there's been some days that maybe weren't wonderful. But thank the Lord for the wonderful years.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you young people something. The depths of Satan, you young men, pornography is the depths of Satan.
Amen.
Half of internet activity is pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half. 68 million searches a day. This is the scary part. And how they come up with these statistics, how accurate they are, I don't know. 3 out of 5 church-going men view porn monthly. Now, if they ask, I mean, every once in a while, I had somebody call me this week and said, can I ask you a few questions? I said, how long is it going to take? They said, well, just 5 questions. I said, all right, go ahead. And it was a political thing. But if they call you on the phone and they say, have you viewed pornography in the past month? Even if you have, are you going to tell them that? What I'm saying is, if 3/5 admit to it, it's probably worse than that. That's 60% of church-going men view porn monthly. It's the depths of Satan. It is the depths of Satan. You young men, go with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Jesus Christ is speaking. The one that bought your body, young man. The one that took stripes. You see, your body didn't belong to you. It belonged to the devil. By virtue of man's fall in the garden, the devil is the god of this world. And Jesus Christ has redeemed you. He paid the price for you. And your body's His. It's His temple. And so Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? That's why Job said in Job 31 verse 1, he said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Why should I look upon a maid? That's why Jeremiah said in Lamentation 3 verse 51, he said, mine eye affecteth my heart. What I look at affects the way I feel about God, and the way affects the way I feel about my family. What I look at affects the way that I worship. What I look at affects the way I manage my money. What I look at affects my heart.
Right.
Now we know Matthew 5:29, it says, but if any man look upon a woman and lust after her, he hath committed adultery already in his heart. You know what verse comes? That's Matthew 5:28. You know what Matthew 5:29, the very next verse says? If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. This is serious business, young people. You young men, listen to me. The depths of Satan is pornography. Defiling your body, the temple of God. How would you feel, young men, if you came in for church this morning and all over the walls, especially on the windows? Remember, the light of the body is the eye. Y'all remember, how many of you remember when they used to call the window lights? Well, it used to be the only light in the building was through the windows. Besides a cold old lamp. But imagine that we come in the church and there's pornography all over the inside of this church. What you're doing to your body when you look at pornography. Is His glory upon you? Is His glory upon you? The depths of Satan. The depths of Satan. Let me read that verse to you one more time. Revelation 2:24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. In other words, the Lord's telling the church at Thyatira, those of you that don't know the depths of Satan, you don't know about this woman and what she's seducing her servant to do, claiming to be a prophetess, and she's pulling away my people from me, and she's leading them astray, and I'm going to punish her, and this is what I'm going to do. And those of you that don't know about that, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Hold fast what you've got. Till I come. In other words, young people, keep yourself pure. Amen. Keep yourself pure. The depths of Satan is what you do to your body. You know, we see the person on drugs, and it's the same thing. I'm not trying, but most of our young people are not going to get on drugs. Most of our young people aren't going to become alcoholics. But the depths of Satan is not just drugs and alcohol, it's fornication. It's what you do to the temple of God. And you young people, your goal ought to be to keep the temple pure. Yep. To be holy before God. Yeah. Listen, nobody should feel uncomfortable about this. Most of you seen a lot worse than that on television this week.
Right.
Hopefully not most of you. Some of you may have. I've not been dirty. I've been trying to help our young people stay out of the depths
Amen.
Of Satan.
Amen.
You young people, I promise you, if you'll stay pure, you'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
The Lord is saying here to this church at Thyatira, He said, those of you that don't know, you don't even know what I'm talking about, don't you worry about it. Just stay pure. Hold fast that you have already till I come. I want to encourage you young people this morning. You've got so much going for you. You young men, when Joseph, you know, we read that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It said, flee fornication. I preached on that before. I have seen people running down the road before, but they weren't fleeing. Right? I've seen joggers out jogging, and they're not fleeing. Listen, when you're fleeing, you're getting out of there as fast as you can. And you don't care what your hair looks like, or you don't care what kind of jogging outfit you got on. You are running out of there as fast as you can. That's what you're supposed to do from fornication. Flee fornication. And the Bible says that when Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of Joseph's coat and said, come lie with me, that he left it in her hand and fled. Now, Joseph wasn't a sissy. Joseph was a man. It took a man to do what Joseph did. I want to encourage you young men, do the same thing. I'm telling you, and not just the young men, but the men, everybody in this building, I'm telling you, it is the depths of Satan. And when the devil tempts you with the lowest thing he can get to you with, and the lowest place he can bring you down to, and it can always get worse. Pornography gets worse, and sin against your body gets worse, and ultimately it gets worse and worse and worse, and God just turns them over to reprobate mind. But I'm telling you, young people, especially this morning, run as fast as you can. But you know what our world's doing? We're running to it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're running to it. TV shows just keep getting more and more worse. And movies getting worse.
Yeah.
It's the depths of Satan. Young people, God's expecting greater things of you. I'm expecting greater things of you. Let's get a verse of invitation, if we would, this morning. I don't know how the Lord may have spoke to your heart. Come ahead, Jacob. Maybe it's just a warning for the young people. Maybe God spoke to your heart about remaining pure, staying pure. Maybe you've messed up. I don't know. Maybe you've messed up. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God of forgiveness. He told in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I think it was, he said, "And such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're clean." God can forgive. I'm telling you, the depths of Satan is a place you do not want to go. While we stand, while Jacob plays, if you feel need to pray for any reason, you come and pray this morning.